In brief, snow totals and a warm-up beings. Saturday update. That storm way overproduced. I thought we'd see an inch or so. We almost saw 3 inches in Longmont. Boulder got a whopping 5 to 8 inches. The GFS from an earlier updated pretty much got it right. After this, we warm up. Later next week, we may see an extended period of rain and showers. More later. Figure 3 update, the Kokoroz snowfall total as of Saturday a.m. End Saturday update. Friday update. Light rain and snow showers have been falling for a day. The rainfall picks up Friday afternoon and evening and changes over to snow. We should have about 1/4 to 1/2 inch of water by the time it is done, more in the foothills. But snowfall should only be in the 1 to 3 inch range at the lower elevations, with 3 to 6 inches in the nearby mountains. We warm up to 60s and 70s next week. Next Friday is our next change of moisture. Figure 2 update, the 4-day snowfall, 10 to 1, forecast map from the GFS and weather5280.com. And Friday update. Tuesday update. We warm to the 70s one more time before a strong cold front sweeps the lowlands Wednesday evening. Some rain chances return with chilly damp weather. Our biggest rain chances arrive Friday p.m. into Saturday midday, figure 1. There is a chance the rain changes to snow in the early morning hours, but I'm not thinking much will build up, except on lawns, in Longmont. We warm after that to the 80s by midweek. Hello spring. Figure 1 update, the 10-day graphical forecast for Longmont from weatherunderground.com. And Tuesday update. The forecast discussion. A very powerful ridge is on its way to bring our first 80-degree highs since October 20, 2023. The weekend will feel great. A series of troughs then begin to sweep the state next week, cooling us down to below normal temperatures with rain and rain, snow mixes at the lower elevations, figure 1. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Longmont from weatherunderground.com. The long-range forecast. The trough is a pretty strong one and we should see winds pick up again, figure 2. The mountains will see snow while the plains will see rain, figure 3. From this first system, spots in the northern mountains may pick up to a foot of snow, but the lowlands get skipped, figure 4. Rain will occur north and east of Denver but should only come in at around 1/10 of an inch to a lucky 1/2 inch in places. More later. Figure 2. The 500 mb upper air forecast GFS model for midnight before Tuesday. Figure 3. The surface forecast GFS model for midnight before Tuesday. Figure 4. The 5-day 10 to 1 snowfall forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 5. The 5-day precipitation forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com.